This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know that New York City is our financial capital, but man, oh man, the politics there get curiouser by the very day. First, Anthony Weiner, the former congressman who got in trouble for tweeting lewd pictures of himself, decided that he was going to run for mayor. And now it appears Wall Street hasn't seen the last of Eliot Spitzer. Today, the former attorney general and governor of the Empire State, who resigned in a prostitution scandal, said he wants to be the new New York City controller. With all respect to city controllers everywhere, what? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains.
It's an unusual move, but Eliot Spitzer isn't in a position to aim higher right now, says Larry Sabato, director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
It's a demotion, obviously. If he were to run for governor again, he'd be laughed off the stage.
Still, when it comes to Spitzer, there are no small roles, only small actors, says Sabato. 15 years ago, Spitzer took the low-key office of attorney general and became the so-called sheriff of Wall Street, suing big banks for trading abuses and the head of the New York Stock Exchange for his pay package. As controller, Spitzer could be the shareholder activist of Wall Street, says New York-based political consultant Hank Scheinkoff.
He is the chief investment officer, essentially, for the city, investing in the city's pension fund.
The city controller oversees $140 billion in pension money. Scheinkoff says Spitzer is likely to make avid use of that investment clout.
You have the proxy power because you're doing investments, and therefore you can use that to influence actions by corporations.
Public pensions, with their billions in assets, have leverage with companies, says Damian Park, a consultant for businesses dealing with activist shareholders.
There are several public pension funds that regularly engage in activist-style investing.
California's public pension system has used its muscle to oust CEOs. First, though, Spitzer has to get elected in New York. And an intriguing opponent just joined the race, Kristen Davis, the convicted madam who claims to have facilitated Spitzer's trysts as client number 9. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.